1 Samuel chapter 14. One day, Jonathan, the son of Saul, said to his armor-bearer, "Come, let's go over to the Philistines' garrison on the other side." But he did not tell his father. Saul was staying on the outskirts of Gibeah, under the pomegranate tree in Migron. There were about 600 troops with him. Ahijah, the son of Ahitub, Ichabod's brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the priest of the Lord in Shiloh, was wearing an ephod. Now the people did not realize that Jonathan was gone. There was a rocky cliff on each side of the pass through which Jonathan was seeking to go over to the Philistine garrison. The name of one cliff was Bozez. The name of the one cliff was Bozez. The name of the other, Sene. The one cliff rose up on the north in front of Michmash, the other on the south in front of Geba. Jonathan said to the armor-bearer, "Come, let's go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised men. It may be that the Lord will act on our behalf, for nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, by many or by few." His armor-bearer said to him, "Do everything that is in your heart. I am absolutely with you, whatever you decide." Then Jonathan said, "Look, we will cross over to these men, and we will show ourselves to them. If they say to us, 'Wait until we come to you,' then we will stand still in our place and will not go up to them. But if they say, 'Come up to us,' then we will go up, for the Lord has delivered them into our hand. This will be our sign." When they both showed themselves to the Philistine garrison, the Philistines shouted, "Look, the Hebrews are crawling out of the holes where they were hiding." Then the men of the garrison shouted to Jonathan and his armor-bearer, "Come up to us, and we will teach you a lesson." Then Jonathan said to his armor-bearer, "Come up behind me, for the Lord has delivered them into the hand of Israel." Jonathan climbed up on his hands and feet, with his armor-bearer behind him. They fell before Jonathan, and his armor-bearer killed those behind him. During this first strike, Jonathan and his armor-bearer killed about 20 men in an area about half an acre. There was panic in the camp, in the field, and among all the people. The garrison and even the raiders were rattled, and the earth shook. It was a terror sent from God. Saul's lookouts in Gibeah of Benjamin looked on as the multitude melted away, scattering this way and that. Then Saul said to the troops that were with him, "Count off and see who has defected from us." When they had counted off, Jonathan and his armor-bearer were not there. Saul said to Ahijah, "Bring the ark of God here," for the ark of God traveled with the Israelites at that time. While Saul was talking with the priest, the tumult in the camp of the Philistines increased more and more. So Saul said to the priest, "Withdraw your hand." Saul and the troops that were with him assembled and went out to battle. They found the Philistines killing each other with swords in total panic. Now the Hebrews, who had previously joined with the Philistines and had gone over with them into the camp, turned and united with the Israelites who were with Saul and Jonathan. Likewise, all the men of Israel who had hid themselves in the hill country of Ephraim, when they heard that the Philistines were fleeing, they also joined the battle in pursuit after them. So the Lord delivered Israel that day, and the battle extended even beyond Beit Aven. The men of Israel were hard pressed that day, for Saul had laid an oath on the troops, saying, "Cursed be the man who eats any food before evening, and I have avenged myself on my enemies." So none of the troops had eaten anything. All the troops entered the forest, and there was honey on the ground. When the troops entered the forest, they saw the honey dripping, but no one dared to put his hand to his mouth, for they were afraid of the oath. But Jonathan had not heard his father charge the troops with the oath, so he put the end of the staff that was in his hand and dipped it into the honeycomb, and ate, putting his hand to his mouth, and his eyes brightened. Then one of the soldiers mentioned, "Your father bound the troops with a solemn oath, saying, 'Cursed be the man who eats food today. That's why the troops are so exhausted. Then Jonathan said, My father has troubled the land. See how my eyes have brightened because I have eaten a little of this honey? How much better if the troops had eaten freely today from the spoils of their enemies that they found? Would not the slaughter of the Philistines have been even greater? On that day they struck down the Philistines from Michmash to Ayalon, but the troops were exhausted. The troops rushed greedily for the plunder and took sheep, oxen, and calves and slaughtered them right there on the spot, and the troops even ate them with blood. Then they told Saul, Look, the troops are sinning against the Lord because they are eating meat with its blood. So he announced, You have acted unfaithfully. Roll a large stone here before me immediately. Saul said, Spread out among the troops and tell them, Let each man bring me his ox or his sheep. Slaughter and eat them here, but do not sin against the Lord by eating it with the blood. So that night each of the troops brought his ox with him and slaughtered it there. Saul built an altar to the Lord. It was the first altar that he built to the Lord. Then Saul said, Let's go down after the Philistines at night and plunder them until dawn. Let's not leave a single one of them alive. So they replied, Do whatever seems best to you. Then the priest said, Let's draw near to God here. So Saul asked God, Should I go down after the Philistines? Will you help deliver them into the hand of Israel? But God would not answer him that day. So Saul said, Come here, all you leaders of the army, and let's see how this sin has occurred today. For as surely as the Lord lives, who delivers Israel, even if it turns out to be Jonathan my son, he will surely die. But no one among all the troops would volunteer any information to him. Then he said to all Israel, You will be on one side, and Jonathan my son and I will be on the other. The people responded to Saul, Do whatever you think best. Then Saul prayed, O Lord, the God of Israel, show the right answer. If it is Jonathan or me, give Urim. But if the guilt is with the people, give Tumim. Then Jonathan and Saul were designated by lot, and the troops were found innocent. Cast lots between me and my son Jonathan. And Jonathan was designated by the lot. Then Saul said to Jonathan, Tell me what you have done. So Jonathan confessed to him, I tasted a little honey with the end of the staff that was in my hand, and because of that I must die? Saul said, God do so to me and more also, if you don't die, Jonathan. But the people objected to Saul. Should Jonathan die who won this great victory for Israel? Far from it. As the Lord lives, not one hair of his head will fall to the ground, for he has helped God this day. So the people rescued Jonathan so that he was not killed. Then Saul withdrew from chasing the Philistines, and the Philistines went back home. Now when Saul had secured his kingship over Israel, he fought against all his enemies on every side, against Moab, Ammon, Edom, the kings of Zobah, and the Philistines. Wherever he turned, he routed them. He acted valiantly and struck down the Amalekites and delivered Israel out of the hands of those who plundered them. Now the sons of Saul were Jonathan, Ishvi, and Malchishua. The names of his two daughters were the firstborn, Merav, and the younger one, Michal. The name of Saul's wife was Ahinoam, the daughter of Ahimaaz. The name of the commander of his army was Abner, the son of Ner, Saul's uncle. Kish was the father of Saul, and Ner, the father of Abner, was the son of Aviel. There was fierce war against the Philistines all the days of Saul, and when Saul saw any strong or valiant man, he drafted him into his service.